Happy New Year and a warm welcome to the Racing Postcast, brought to you by the Racing Post, sponsored by Unibet. Sam Hart in the hosting chair this week, taking you through the weekend action on ITV. I've got a fine panel of me, as always, to go through the four races from Wincanton and the four races from Newcastle. My Racing Post friends and colleagues, Robbie Wilders and Matt Gardner, and our friend from Unibet, Mr. Ed Nicholson. Ed, I'll start with you. A happy new year to you, but I just wanted to discuss what a shame it is that we lose the Unibet card at Sand. I'm really looking forward to the veterans, but not to be this time round.
Yeah, happy new year to everyone. It's unhappy new year for me, with the race being cancelled, the whole meeting being cancelled. We've been sponsoring that race at Sandown since 2018. It's always a great occasion. Always a good number of people at the race course as well. So it's particularly disappointing given the racing was set fair for a wonderful field of horses, not just for the Veterans Chase sponsored by Unibet, but the whole card. So yeah, not the best start to the day, let's put it that way.
No, but we've still got races to bring in, hopefully plenty of winners. I'm going to get straight into it this week because there are plenty of races to go through. And we start off at Wincanton with the 130 there. This is a handicap chase just shy of 2 miles, a class 3 event where Unibet have Artemis Kimbo as the 5-2 favourite. Fast Buck is 3-1. Magic Saint, 7-2. Prince Carly, 6-1. Mr. Grey Sky is 13-2. And Fakir, the outsider of the 6, at 15-2. Robbie Wilders, I'm going to let you kick off the show this week. Who's going to win this one?
Cheers, mate. I think Magic Saint has a pretty good chance here. I mean, he's off 125. We've not seen him in quite a while, but you'd have to go back too far, and he was actually rated 152. He ran a good race behind Editor de Geet just back in November 2021 off that mark. That's £27 lower. He's going to light the ground. Paul Nichols has a really good record with Canton, so I think he could be a winner to kick us off.
Absolutely, yeah. Paul Nichols has a superb record at Wincanton. I think there could be a few multiples with his horses in this weekend. Matt Gardner, happy new year to you. Who's going to win the 130 at Wincanton?
Yeah, I didn't really have a strong view on this, to be honest. I think the strongest... I thought it was really easy to pick holes in all of them. Maybe Prince Carly was the one I'd side with, just because on his French form, you can make him look well treated. He could be a sort of mid-120s horse on a positive reading of that. The slight niggle with him is that he generally wore a tongue tie in France, and he hasn't worn that. He didn't wear that on his stable debut. He's not wearing that this weekend either. So whether he's going to be kind of ripe or not, I'm not sure. But I didn't really fancy any of the others. So a tentative selection with Prince Carly, I think.
Yeah, this was a race that was added to the Wincanton card, I believe, by ITV4 this weekend. So a late one in, but Prince Carly currently 6-1 with Unibet. Ed Nicholson, who's going to win our opener race on the postcast?
Well, it's a competitive race, 2.5-1 to 7.5-1 covers the whole field. I was in agreement with Magic Saint, funnily enough. He's got a great record, as we all know, Paul Nichols. Out of all the tracks in the UK, he's got the best number of wins for handicap chases at Wincanton, 81 winners during this century alone. And last year at Wincanton, if you backed every single one of his horses in handicap chases, you would have been 30 quid up on a level stake profit. So we all know he loves Wincanton. Magic Saint has never raced in any grade lower than a grade 2 over a handicap, ran in a couple of hunters chases, but this will be his first time in a handicap company outside of class 2. And you've got to forgive a pulled up effort last time. He may need the run. His form isn't great on heavy going, but he's won twice out of 3 at Wincanton. And I just thought that the price is a speculative bet on Magic Saint from a trainer we know loves having a winner at Wincanton.
Absolutely. 2 votes for Magic Saint then at 7-2 currently with Unibet, and 1 vote from Matt for Prince Carly, but a tentative one at that. We move on to the 205 then, which is a handicap hurdle just shy of 2 miles here, a Class 5 event, where 4 of a Kind is currently 3-1 favourite. Fiek Amak is 7-2. One Last Glance, 11-2. Mini Yates is 15-2. Darnie is 15-2. Angel's Dream, 9-1. And Double Figures bar these. And Ed Nicholson, this is our money back if second or third in this race. I think that's live from 9 a.m. on Saturday morning, so it's not live yet, but from 9 a.m. Saturday morning, money back if second or third, and terms apply. Is that right?
That's right, yeah. Please do check the website for full details of that offer, but it's a great offer to have for this particular race. It will be at a competitive handicap hurdle in the betting as well as on paper, and it's quite a difficult one to fathom. I have no strong opinion in this race. It's a 0-105. Four of a Kind was the one that I was interested in. It's the top end of the market, most likely winner, I think. I was going to hopefully say that it, hopefully for a Four of a Kind for trainer Harry Durham, because his last three winners have been winners. But he's got a runner that runs earlier on in the day at Southwark, so that kind of mucks that one up. But he's been in great form, the trainer, as we know. Paul O'Brien, another jockey who's so underrated by a lot of people. He's a very good jockey. He's had 15 winners this season, I think, which he needs one more for it to be the second best record of his career, and he could get it on Four of a Kind, who's got good form. If you go back to Ascot, he ran really okay in a Grade 2 event, but it is a poor event in relative terms, and you know, anything could win, so this offer is pretty good to give to customers today, money back second, third as cash in this particular race. But Four of a Kind will be my tentative selection.
Four of a Kind, yeah, you get that insurance of the money back if second or third. That is live from 9 a.m. tomorrow morning, Saturday morning, and you do check the terms and conditions for that one there. Matt, who have you got in this open-looking contest?
I fancied One Last Glance. If you go back to Fontwell 2022, he split a couple of horses that are now rated in the mid-130s, and he wasn't beaten. I think he's only beaten about a length. It wasn't like one of those where they came home at wide margins and he just sort of fell into second. He was off 600 plus days, ran at Exeter in November, ran a cracker. They've given him plenty of time to get over that. He's got Boy Morgan taking over, who I think is pretty good value for that £5. It is pretty open, and you're kind of taking a chance that he's going to go the right way from that. But yeah, I thought One Last Glance had a good chance.
Okay, One Last Glance for Matt. And Robbie Wilders, who for you?
Yeah, just going to piggyback on what Ed said, really. Four of a Kind. I mean, Harry Durham is a trainer, obviously, going places, as we know. He's had six winners from his last 10. And there is a piece of form here which makes Four of a Kind quite well treated off a mark of 102. He wasn't beaten far by Under Control. He went on favourite for the Jerry Field and is rated in the high 130s now. That was a few starts back. He's had issues recently, but I'd back Durham to eventually get to the bottom of him. I think he's going to be well handicapped at some point, and he might well show it tomorrow.
There we go. Once again, Ed and Robbie in agreement, but Matt's having none of it and goes off on his own with One Last Glance. That's how it is. That's how it is. Let's see if we get agreement in the 240 then. The handicap chase over 2.5 miles, a class three event where George's Saint is currently the 5-2 favourite. Huel Goat is 3-1. Jackamar 5-1. Go Steady is 6-1. Iconic Muddle 13-2. Dibble Decker is 9-1. Honor d'Argent is 14-1. Matt, I'll let you kick things off here. Venetia's horses are in flying form, and they have been since the start of the season. Could you bag a winner here?
Yeah, I thought George's Saint was just really solid. And I wasn't that keen on Huel Goat, to be honest. You could argue that the Nichols horse, if he was coming here on the back of that course and distance win, he'd be a bit tighter in the bedding. He didn't get home last time, but he is a horse that's kind of finished his races quite weakly before, whereas George's Saint, he's just really solid, handles the testing ground really well. Yeah, he ticked all the right boxes for me.
Okay, yeah, George's Saint. Robbie Wilders, George's Saint for you?
Yeah, I think so. I think Huel Goat is plenty short, really. I mean, you go through his profile, there's no real suggestion that he handles this sort of ground. He really struggled on it badly at Sandown last time. He's got form figures of 6-8, 6-8 on it. All of his six victories have come on much quicker surfaces, so I think his price is more down to Nichols' record and the sort of weakness of the rest of them. So I think George's Saint is probably a good thing here, to be honest. He's just improving all the time. He's going to love the surface. Lightly raced novice. I think he just wins.
When the mud is flying, go with Venetia's. And is that the way you look at it, Ed?
I always think he's got a favourite chance. Probably be backed as well, I think, come the day. But I'm just going to go for Jackamar, who's got a good course form. Came second on Boxing Day at Wincanton. His form at Wincanton is 2-2-3-1-1. He does love the track. He can't win going left-handed. He's 2 from 26, but this track is perfect for him. As I say, ran well last time. This distance will suit him. I thought he's worth a chance on a track that he obviously goes well at. He's be about third or fourth favourite. I would have thought about 5-1, 6-1.
Yeah, good old Jackamar, currently 5-1 with Unibet for the 240 there at Wincanton. Now, the final race we look at from Wincanton is the 3:15, a handicap hurdle, class 3 event, over 2 mile, 5.5 furlongs, and individual east for the Paul Nicholls team, tops the market currently with Unibet 7-4. Intimate is 100-30. Astronomic View is 4-1. Don't Rightly Know is 7-1. Rare Clouds is 10-1. Bumpy Johnson's 11-1. And Bigger About the Rest in the Field. Ed Nicholson, who's winning this one?
I think the favourite wins, not just because of his form, but the form of the others, I don't think, kind of holds a candle, and he's likely to improve. He didn't actually beat much at Taunton. He won very well by 16 lengths, if I remember rightly. And obviously a lightly raced six-year-old with Paul Nicholls running at Wincanton in a handicap hurdle. You'd be mad not to be with him. I just thought he was just one step ahead of the handicapper and likely to improve. Freddie Gingle's taking off £3 as well. So that would be the one around about 2-1, 15-8 for me.
Freddie Gingle's a hell of a jockey, he really is, and one to definitely keep an eye on. Well, he has been since the start of the season, but definitely throughout this year. Matt, who for you in this one here?
I liked Intimate. I thought Individual East was plenty short enough. I acknowledge that he probably is going to be capable of better, but the form doesn't look up to much. You're kind of betting more on that potential than the form in the book. Intimate's just a horse that's like improving in chunks over hurdles. He's stepping up in trip, which is definitely going to suit. As you mentioned a couple of minutes ago, the yard's flying. So, I'd be keen to go with him over the Fev.
Okay, right. So it's a vote for the two at the top of the market. One for Individual East and one for Intimate. Who's it going to be, Robbie? Is it one of those two?
No. Yeah, I think Individual East is a little bit short here. I think that there are a few here with claims. Astronomic View's been very consistent lately. He's got a chance. But I thought at the early price, I've had a bet on Don't Rightly Know. I thought she was a bit too big. She should be coming here seeking a hat trick. She threw a race away here last time. She just hung badly across the track, hit 1.03 and running, got done by a neck. I think she's ridden a little bit differently. I think she's on a good marker handicap debut, 117. She's probably been a bit underestimated at the early odds, I'd say. And she might be 9, but she's actually the least exposed runner in the field. I think she's got quite a nice profile, to be honest. Don't Rightly Know.
Okay, Don't Rightly Know. Currently 7-1. Wouldn't be a bad each way bet in this handicap hurdle. And that's the last race that we cover from Wincanton. We're going to be looking at Newcastle. Before then, here's what you can get from Unibet in the new year.
Want betting on the horses to be anything but flat? With an app that impresses every time out. You're on. Want to watch live streaming of races in the UK, Ireland and around the globe? And get a chance to win even bigger with 3 uni boosts every day on any horses you want. Unibet, you're on.
Welcome back to the second part of the Racing Postcast, brought to you by the Racing Post, sponsored by Unibet. Sam Hart, Matt Gardner, Robbie Wilders and Unibet's Ed Nicholson, spinning you through the weekend's action. Now, Newcastle has been added to the ITV schedule, 4 races from there, and we kick off with the 140, which is a novices hurdle over 2 mile, 1 furlong. This is a Class 4 event. And 2 Old Pals is topping the market at 5-4 currently with Unibet. Forge Well is 3-1. Lunar Chief, 6-1. Confusion is 17-2. And Amanda is 14-1, 16-1. And Bigger About the Rest of the Field here. The first novices hurdle we look at on the postcast this week. Ed, I'll go with you. Who's going to win this?
Well, not much form to go on, obviously being a novice hurdle, but the top two in the market would seem to have it between them based upon what we've seen so far. But also that's one or two of them have had okay flat careers as well, and one of those is the favourite, 2 Old Pals, who's had 21 races in total in his career, but one of them has been on the flat, where he was a rated 70 with Jim Goldie and put in some good performances, including on heavy ground and softish ground. He won for Jim Goldie at Chester, I think it was, on heavy ground in a handicap. And he put in a good performance on his hurdling debut, Banger. Well, he did take a keen hold. He really hit the last hurdle as well, but ran on quite well behind a decent horse in Classic Lord, with one or two in behind, who we actually will speak about later on in the postcast. So I put that down as a fair introduction. The speed rating that I have was fair, was good relative to this particular kind of contest at Newcastle. He is short though, 11-10. That's the only thing. Forged Well did go particularly well when winning at Carlisle over, I think it was over further, wasn't it? So he's dropping down in trip. But he looked like a horse that could progress as well. But it does have to give £7 to two old pals, and that's what swayed me for the favourite. But yeah, it'd be interesting to see how these two get on. But it's 10-1 bar these two, so it looks like it's between the front two, and my vote goes for the favourite, two old pals.
Yeah, two old pals. The money is certainly coming for the Lucinda Russell runner here. Robbie Wilders, is it between those top two at the top of the market?
Yeah, I would have thought so, mate. I mean, they have the standout form in the book. I was hoping for a slightly bigger price, about two old pals, but yeah, he's definitely the right favourite. When me and Rodders used to do the RPRs for the stairs, we used to handicap two old pals quite a bit. And yeah, he's quite an interesting jumper for Lucinda Russell to have on her books now. I think there was enough encouragement in that banger run over hurdles in December, should come on for it, and getting £7 from Falls Well, so that could make all the difference.
Okay, two votes for two old pals, and Matt Gardner, is it going to be a free timer?
Yeah, make it three, I think. He's not the sort of horse you'd normally be looking to get a horse like him beat at sort of 11-10, but there's not really much against him. And like Rob said, he was a mid-70s horse, I think, on the flat on race and post ratings, and that's going to give him a fair bit of scope to improve on that hurdling debut form. And the slightly greater test that he's got here, it's an extra furlong, a bit more of a galloping track, that's probably going to suit him. So, yeah, unoriginal, but he should take plenty of beating.
Okay, a hat-trick there for two old pals in the first race we cover from Newcastle. The 2.15 is also a novice's hurdle, this time a Class 4 event over 2.5 miles, where Handstand's a really short price favourite here, 3-1 on currently. Rocksteady Eddie's 9-1, Baltimore Classic is 10-1, Taras Halls is also 10-1, Hubble Bubble 11-1, Raffles Wonder 12-1, and much bigger about the rest of the field. We can keep this fairly, well, quick, unless anyone's got a differing opinion, but Matt, favourite should win this. I was quite impressed by this horse, actually.
Yeah, he's miles clear on the figures, wasn't he? Impressive at Hereford. He should win. The only other one I'd give maybe just a note to is Taras Halls, who didn't get very far in his hurdling debut at Wetherby. I was there that day, and he's a really good sort physically. He looks a bit of a plodder at Market Raisin last time, but he's got a good bumper form. He might be one for handicaps after this run, so he might just be one to stick in your tracker. But, yeah, you'd expect Handstands to win.
Okay, yeah, Handstands is the first vote. Ed, second vote?
Yeah. Cost connection is $135,000, so quite expensive. That performance at Hereford. That race was won by Paisley Park in 2017, I noted. Mm. So not that it gives any relevance to the chance of Handstands winning this race, but, yeah, it should win.
Yeah, absolutely. And Robbie, complete the hat-trick.
Yeah, I'm going to, mate. I mean, I've nothing else to add apart from the fact that he's £33 clear on adjusted RPR, so I think he should probably win.
Should win, but way too short there. 3-1 on currently. Let's move on to a race that certainly is a lot more competitive. The 2.50 is a handicap chase over 2.5 miles, a Class 5 event where Empty Nest is currently your 5-2 favourite with Unibet. Cool Kill is 9-2. Good Old Bill is 9-2. Attention All is 7-1. Unmem Tomp is 7-1. Carrigan Castle 8-1. Great Raffles 17-2. And Double Figures and Bigger about the rest of them. Robbie, go on, I'll let you start here. There's got to be a competitive big selection here, isn't there?
Tough day, isn't it? It's a Richard Birch day, if ever I've seen one. The one I would be backing if I had a bet, I probably won't have a bet in it, but it's Good Old Bill. One where it just got up in the nick of time at Newcastle here last time, drops down in trip, that should be okay. He's been rated £14 higher in the past, and he's still pretty lightly raced. It's a tricky race. Good Old Bill for me, just about.
Good Old Bill for Robbie. Ed Nicholson, who for you?
Really difficult race. I'm just going to take a chance with Attention All, the top weight here. Fifth last time out on his chase debut. He's only had four runs over hurdles. That was first time out over fences in a handicap, which suggests that Rebecca Menzies thinks he might be well handicapped still. Interestingly, drops down to 98, which means he gets into this 0-100 off top weight. Been running in better classes. I just thought it's worth a chance. The stable's seen relatively good form and likes to have a winner up at Newcastle, as we know. They like to have winners all over the place, but Newcastle they go particularly well at. And I thought it was quite interesting at the price, possibly each way, 7-8 to 1. Worth a bit of a go, given that he's now rated 98. But it's a really difficult race. Wouldn't put off many people backing anything in this race, actually.
Yeah, it is. It's such a tough race to call. And Matt, I'm probably guessing you found that as well.
Yeah. I'm with attention all, actually. I thought he was pretty interested in this. That hurdles form, you can make him look well treated off 98. He sort of went the wrong way over hurdles. It was quite a promising performance when he won here. He was given a considerate introduction to fences, I think we could say, in that 0-120. Dropping down in grade, back up in trip, I think it's really going to suit. This will be easier. And if he goes the right way from that, then yeah, sort of anything around the 7-1 mark is pretty interesting.
There we go. Attention all. Two votes for this horse currently. 7-1 for the 250 there at Newcastle. The final race at Newcastle and the final race we cover on this week's postcast is the 325, a handicap hurdle, a Class 5 event over 2.5 miles, where Yearland is currently the 2-1 favourite. Tommy Johnson and Robert Dawes, 7-2. Then we've got a jump to 10-1 for Amber Gold, 11-1 Scalloway Boy, 12-1 about Wild Polly at Glory Heights, and 16-1. Bar these. Final tip from the ITV action. I'll go to Ed. Who's winning this?
A competitive race again, although the favourite's relatively short at 9-4 and is my selection, Yearland. I thought it was quite a competitive race. Yearland's only had 3 runs. I was at Chepstow when he made his debut second to a decent sort, fair sorts, rated 99, Imperial J, but hasn't had much racing. And ran quite well. Last time out as well. Speed figures I've got that I've read suggest that it's got, you know, is there or thereabouts for a race of this type at Newcastle. It's short at 9-4. If you're betting for value, you probably wouldn't want to take 9-4, but I thought he probably was the most likely winner, and his form links into the horse we mentioned at the beginning, Two Old Pals, who we all went for in that race. He was behind that horse at Bangor recently. So yeah, 3 runs handicap, got a rating of 96, thought worth a go. Just a bit disappointed with the price.
Yeah, well, look, the price is what it is, currently around 9-4 with Unibet. But, Ed, this is our Super Boost race, isn't it? So, from 9 a.m. tomorrow, what can punters get?
Yeah, well, the Super Boost, for those of you that don't know or haven't listened to the Racing Postcast before, it's a race where you choose the horse that you want to be boosted. We do one race or 2 races a day, and all the horses in this race will be boosted to the next price up the ladder. So, for example, if Yealand went off at 9-4, you'd get 5-2. If you fancied Amber Gold and he went off 10-1, it'd be 11-1. So every horse is the next price up, which obviously reduces the margin on the overall race, which is good for punters. And then the other thing we do, which is a uni boost, is where you also can choose the horse that you wanted to boost in any race. So every horse in this race will be boosted to the next price up. So you choose which one you want. And a unit boost is a price where you choose one horse that you want to boost throughout the course of the day.
There we go. So if you do want to boost on this race, there it is. The Super Boost available from 9 a.m. Saturday morning. Robbie Wilde is the final race at Newcastle. Who wins it?
Robert Dorres wins it, I reckon, for George Bewley. He certainly would have won at Hexham last time if he didn't unseat 2 out. He was 2 lengths clear, going best. Quite unlucky there. Drops back down in trip. That should be fine. I think he's probably on a mark he can win off 80, of just £1 higher. And I quite rate George Bewley. I think he's a slightly underrated trainer. So Robert Dorres will do me.
Okay, Robert Dorres for Robbie Wilders, and Matt Garner finishes off with a winner.
Yeah, I'd be with Yearland as well. He hasn't exactly been missed, has he? But he's a pretty obvious kind of like handicap sort of job. He dropped back in trip last time for his qualifying run. He definitely wants this sort of trip. You'd hope that he's better than a mid-90s horse. And if he is, then that 9-4 could actually look reasonable value afterwards.
Absolutely, I can completely agree. I think 9-4 could be a good price. About the favourites, so there we go. All the ITV action sewn up. Really nice pace, that fellas. Really enjoyed that. But before then, all of our features for Members Club are now available on the Racing Post app. Have a look at this.
Members Club is now available on the Racing Post app. All Members Club subscribers can now access premium news and tips anytime, anywhere. Plus, if you're not already a member, you'll get 50% off your first 3 months. If you haven't already subscribed yet and want to join the greatest club in racing, simply visit racingpost.com/subscribe.
Welcome back to the final part of the Racing Postcast. Sam Hart, Robbie Wilders, Matt Gardner and Ed Nicholson taking through the weekend action. We now get in to the final part of the show where we look at any other selections for the weekend. Really popular last week in the comments. You guys loved it on YouTube. Johnny Pearson putting up plenty of winners and surprise, surprise, I put a winner up in the Quebec Stakes at Lingfield with Tyrenian C, who did it in really good style. So hopefully we can get some good selections this weekend. We've got Nace on Sunday. The 2 o'clock there is the Grade 1, the Lawlers of Nace Novice Hurdle, over 2.5 miles. Robbie, I'll just come to you because it is a top quality field.
Yeah, it is. It is indeed. It's definitely one to watch. I mean, over the last few years, we've had Bob Ollinger win it and Envoy Allen have come out on the Ballymore after. So it's going to have some ramifications on the Cheltenham Festival. I think Firefox is probably the one to beat. He accounted for Ballyburn in good style at Ferry House in December. And Ballyburn came out and won by miles at Leopardstown. Yeah. He's now the favourite for the Ballymore. So that's going to be an interesting one to watch. I'd just about start with him, but Eel Atlantique for Willie Mullins looked a little bit special on his debut as well. So it's going to be interesting, that's for sure. I don't think you want to miss it.
Yeah, it's a hell of a race. Looking forward to that 2 o'clock on Sunday. It's going to have, like Robbie said, some implications to the Cheltenham Anti-Post markets. Ed, it's going to have that big implication, but there's plenty of news about Cheltenham Anti-Post via Unibet.
Yeah, Unibet's Anti-Post is really pretty decent. We price up as many events as we can in the future. I know all firms do that, but our guys actually take quite a lot of pride in what they do. And they've priced up all the Cheltenham Festival races. And the handicaps are now 5 places. If you want to back Anti-Post each way, all the handicaps at the Cheltenham Festival are 5 places. And I think we've got more runners priced up for the Cheltenham races than any other bookmaker. So if you can't see a horse that you want to back in any of the Cheltenham races, do get onto our Twitter account at Unibet Racing. So at Unibet Racing, we watch that and we then ask our traders to price up for any person that wants a price on a horse in a particular race, and they can bet with that at Unibet. So yeah, good weekend as it always is these days. Obviously Sandown being off is a disappointment for a few Cheltenham pointers, but there'll always be pointers in Ireland, weren't there, on Sunday. And again this Sunday, some good horses in action.
Yeah, plenty of action, even though we've lost a great meeting at Sandown. There is some good action to look forward to this weekend. And Matt, I'll come to you. There's good action on Sunday from Plumpton as well. We've got the Sussex National down at Plumpton this Sunday. And what else have you got?
Yeah, a couple others to watch for the weekend. One in the Sussex National, Foxborough, I quite fancy. He's got a lot of racing, but he improved for his first run over a marathon trip at Exeter. He won by 20-odd lengths. It sort of fell apart, and they didn't jump that many fences because of the low sun, I don't think. But handicap has taken a chance by sticking him up only 5. If he's as good as that look, then he should run really well. And then one on the flat, 5:30 at Sutherland on Saturday, Billy Webster, a 3-year-old that I was properly impressed with on handicap debut last time. Forms worked out really well. The second and third went on to finish 1-2 the time after. He just looked really progressive. I think he'll take plenty of beating as well.
There we go, a couple to look out for this weekend. Now it's time to end the show with people's favourite part of the show. It's time to get the naps for the weekend. You're going to get 4 selections here. These will all be boosted from the time this show is uploaded. So all of our naps will be boosted. So hopefully we can have plenty of winners, gentlemen. And Matt, I'll start with you. Who's going to be the best bet this weekend?
I really liked One Last Glance in the, 2:05 at Wincanton, I think it was. Was pretty keen to take on 4 of a kind, and I thought he was overpriced.
Okay, One Last Glance and 2:05 at Wincanton for Matt. Robbie, who for you?
2:40 at Wincanton, George's Saint for me, Sam.
George's Saint for Robbie Wilders. I'm going to go to a Unibet card at Kempton on the All Weather on Saturday. The 7:15 there is a 6 furlong. It's the Unibet Extra Place Offers Everyday Handicap, part of the London Sprint Series qualifiers, and I really like Brazen Idol in this. I was torn behind the 2 course and distance winners towards the top of the market, Tiger Bay and Brazen Idol. Tiger Bay beat Brazen Idol last time out of Wolverhampton, but Brazen Isle this time around, better off at the weights. And I just think that this horse here is going to love Kempton. I mean, he's only been to Kempton once and has won here. So I've got a feeling with Aidan Keeley on board, we're going to see a really impressive display. The draw was against Brazen Idol the last day. Tiger Bay had the better draw. This time around, it's a little bit more in favour of Brazen Idol. I think if you can get anywhere around sort of the 5-6-1 mark, I'd be very, very keen with the John Butler runner in the 7-15 at Kempton. And Ed Nicholson, who for you?
Going to go for Jack Maher in the race at Wincanton, the 240. Got a great Wincanton record. He's won a couple of times, been placed on three occasions. Ran really well last time out at the course on Boxing Day. And I think he's got a really good chance given the relative competitiveness of the race, given the other options available. So Jack Maher is going to be my nap of the week.
There we go, Jack Maher. You can see all of our selections and our naps on screen there now. These are boosted, Ed, aren't they, from the time of upload?
Yeah, they are. For all the naps are boosted directly when the postcast comes. Now, I should also mention we spoke about the race in Ireland. That's a super boost race on Sunday, and also the Sussex National is a super boost race. So you can get your next price up on the price ladder for both those races. And the money back race on Sunday at Plumpton is the 2:15 with the likes of Call Me Lord likely to be running in that handicap stayers hurdle. So plenty of offers on place. And talking about extra places, you've had a bet of your nap in the extra place race at Kempton. We've got extra place races on Sunday as well at Nace in the 3:10 and Plumpton the 3:35 and six races at Wolverhampton, all with extra place options available with them.
There you go, plenty of offers. Do check out unibet.co.uk to see all of those offers. Let's find out what everyone's up to this weekend. Ed, I'll start with you because I was meant to be seeing you on Saturday. We were meant to be at Sandown Racecourse, looking forward to a race that was actually, there was the opening race was named after the Racing Postcast, but we're not going to see that now. What are the plans instead?
Well, I was really looking forward to you to presenting the trophy, and I got one that kind of was up and bottom, where if you didn't hold the top, it fell off. And I wasn't going to tell you because I thought you'd make great content. But alas, we can't do that. I don't actually know what I'm doing this weekend. I was supposed to be at Sandown tomorrow and Chepstow on Sunday, and both those meetings have been called off. So I'll just see how it goes. I'll probably watch the racing in the comfort of the house and see what happens. I'll also be looking at Unibet Racing because we've given the racings off at Sandown. We've spoken to Nicky Henderson. We asked viewers, readers of the Twitter account, to ask questions to Nicky, and we're actually put those questions directly from readers of the Twitter account to Nicky, and that's being typed up as we speak. So if you want to know what Nicky thinks of all his runners and questions that have been asked by people that follow us on Twitter, then that will be up by about 7 o'clock tonight.
Okay, looking forward to reading that. So yeah, do follow Unibet so you can have a look through that and see what Nicky says about all of your questions. Matt Gardner, what are you up to this weekend?
I think it's forecast dry tomorrow, so I'm hoping to get out on the bike. I'm just coming out.
7-4 on that was, Matt. 7-4 on that you were going to be on your bike.
I've had the lurgy, but I'm coming out of it, I think, so I should be all right tomorrow.
Okay, so Matt's on his bike, and Robbie Wilders, who knows what you're up to tomorrow?
Yeah, I'll be on the stepper. That's my form of cardio, the stepper machine. I'll be on that. I haven't done much cardio in a while since before Christmas. And I'll be watching Chelsea Preston in the FA Cup at 5:30 on Saturday. That's about it, mate.
Of course, FA Cup action you? As well.
Tomorrow. And I would have liked to have seen you present that trophy on Sandown. That would have been quite funny.
It sounded like Ed had a video plan where he was going to film the trophy was going to fall to pieces and then that was going to be part of next week's show. But unfortunately, that's not going to be the case.
I once, when we sponsored a big race, the King George, I think it was, Lawrence Delalio was presenting the trophy, and I remember saying something ridiculous like, "Be careful when you lift the trophy because the top comes off." And he goes, "I have handled a few trophies in my career."
Arrogant.
He said it with a smile on his face. Okay.
Luckily it didn't happen to me. So we're waiting.
He's a Chelsea boy as well, Delalio. So
he is. Yeah.
I mean, I don't know what I'm up to tomorrow. I'll be watching the racing, but I may be tempted. I mean, I'm not too far away from Plumpton, so I might be tempted to head to Plumpton on Sunday, weather dependent. So that's it for this week's show. Big thanks to Ed, Matt and Robbie, as always. We're going to be back at the normal time. We're back to reverting to Thursdays at 7 p.m. for the upload of the Racing Postcast from next week. So do look out for that. As always, do like, share, subscribe. Get the comments in down below. Let us know you're enjoying the show and get your naps in the comments. I'll read as many as possible. And we will see you again next weekend. Thanks for watching.